It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, with the latest reveal of those new classified listings, including more target exclusives. Let's talk classified Tiger Force. A few days ago, JT Prime 17 unearthed a new batch of G.I. Joe classified listings, including two brand new target exclusives with the internal code words Kerouac and Shakespeare. Adding to that information, we do know that they will be continuing the Tiger Force and Python Patrol themes for these figures, which made me want to delve into what we could expect to see as characters in these particular slots. Starting with easy repaints of figures that have already been released in the line, we have five main contenders: Flint, Roadblock, Beachhead, Stalker, and Dusty. These all seem possible, and joking aside about the amount of figures he had in such a short period of time, we haven't seen a Roadblock for quite a while now, and seeing as that last one we saw, Heavy Artillery, is effectively a version 1 inspired figure, then it's only fair we see him Tiger Forced up. I would not be against that happening, but I don't expect Hasbro to do him just yet. Stalker is another one we could see, and would make sense even though he wasn't an original member of the colourful sub-squad. No, he joined the team much later in 2003, but did get a modern era release from the club, so he is well and truly a possibility for a repaint. The only thing that lends me to saying no is the fact that it was the Talking Battle Commander figure that got the Tiger Force treatment, not his classic V1, so it may keep them from doing that until that particular version of him is approached further down the line. We definitely need version 2 first, I think. Another figure to join the team in the early 2000s was Beachhead. I would be all over a Tiger Force version, but I just don't see them doing that. No, I feel it's far more likely we will see Flint or Dusty first. With Flint, it's been a while since we saw his first release, and that does make me lean towards one of my favourite characters in the brand, but I also feel as though, from a logistical point of view, Dusty makes a lot of sense, seeing as his original version dropped this year and finally delivered for most people before the holiday period, which will now become known forevermore as the Great Classified Holiday Massacre. Considering we've had a short wait between repaints for Outback and Bazooka, I feel as though it would be a safe bet to place Dusty at the top of the pile for the next Tiger Force release. At this point, you can add characters who we know are coming based on pipeline reveals and so on, including Shipwreck, Tunnel Rat, and if we are really pushing the obscurity angle, Torpedo. Of course, he was only seen partially in a catalogue image poking out of the Tiger Shark, but still, he counts. While I'm here, we can also drop Firefly as Sabretooth, aka Wreckage. Not likely, but how much fun would that be? There's also Tripwire, who would be another fantastic addition to the sub-team, and is yet another character we know is coming, thanks to that name-only reveal during PulseCon last year. Yikes, I'm saying last year already. That hurts. As well as the obvious repaints, we still have a hell of a roster to get stuck into in order to give some popular characters their pre-paint. Lifeline is still an obvious omission, and one I would love to see in both Tiger Force and his original vintage styling. Airtight would be an awesome figure as well, and makes the cut thanks to his Ar Puro figure from Brazil in the early 90s. Wild Bill, Frostbite, and Skystriker would be interesting, but without their vehicles, you wonder if it would be better to hold fire until they could do them justice with their trusty rides. We can't forget that Jinx, Big Brawler, and Dial Tone were also Tiger Force members, all of which would make great additions to the line. More obscurities include Alpine, Crosshair, Hardtop, Mutton Junkyard, Unreleased Ripcord, and technically General Hawk, although you'd probably have to include Zartan in this list as well, after that Morphing Club 3-pack. Finally, we have the rest of the European exclusive Tiger Force, because you can't just stop at Outback. As I mentioned earlier, Tunnel Rat is coming and we know he would be an option. Hit and Run has to be on that list for a regular version at the very least, and then you have Sneak Peek, Psych Out, an old Yellow Snow himself, Blizzard. Basically, there are a lot of options to go with, but as I mentioned before, I think the frontrunners for one of these two new listings has to be Flint or Dusty, just based on timing, logistics, and simplicity. Anyway, what do you guys think? Who do you think we'll be getting for Tiger Force in one of those listings? Let me know in the comments below. Okay, I'll be back with another one of these episodes for Python Patrol very soon, so keep it locked, stay fresh, cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.